Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
Does everyone in the room sort of have a hill they would die on when it comes to skimping? Like if the economy keeps getting worse and we all have to buy generic everything. I think it's a universal that no one in this room is going to skimp on TP. Like toilet paper, you're wiping your butt with it.
I've hoarded enough, so I got the good stuff. Yeah.
If we got to the point of zombie apocalypse.
You'd wipe your butt with tissue paper whatever.
I don't know. I tried to figure out water and to use that, and then I could use the one ply.
Oh, that's right. He's like Mr. Bidet over here, TAC, is
Yeah, you'd all be coming to my house. I'm locking the doors.
I think during the zombie apocalypse, running water is not exactly happening.
Yeah.
But
you'd still be a snot. You Arrowhead. What is this?
True. You're right.
The swill.
So cheap beer and cigarettes are all of a sudden people are totally into it because of inflation.
To me, that's tough. If you're brand loyal and you've been doing brand this whole time and now you're kind of forced to have to go cheap and awful.
I don't want to say the names of beers, but beers we can all agree that are not quality beers.
Okay.
Like the light beers.
Gotcha.
Most of the ones with quality kind of in the name are what we're talking about.
Yes. Those, they're interchangeable. To me.
I always drink American beer anyway, the cheap beer. So
yes.
Those I could live with that. Not cigarettes though.
I think given a blind taste test and you ask me, this is a light beer, and everybody's like Natty Light
Natty
is what
light
painters drink.
Yeah.
Keystone Light is what college kids drink because it comes in a 24 pack for $8 or whatever. I can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
I would not. I could skimp on cheap beer.
Well, you're not a beer snob as much. You're an liquor snob. I don't see you going cheap whiskey.
Somebody tries to give me brown Tennessee Williams and pass it off as Maker's Mark, I'm a thump.
Do you think you can differentiate which brand is what? If I were to set out a display and have you taste test them, would you be able to?
I could do that with bottled water right now.
We've actually done that blind.
We've done it with bottled water, and I nailed it. I was like, that's Aquafina. That's Arrowhead.
Arrowhead is I knew it.
It's terrible. And I went through them all. I remember just going, that's Smart Water.
Could you go cheap water then?
Cheap water? No.
Tap water. Could you?
I grew up drinking. If it's Longmont tap water, I'll drink it.
You know what? Yeah, they have good water up
Longmont
there.
Tap water is straight. It's Estes Park gets it out of the river faster.
Thank you.
So all that's been filtered through is the kidneys of
you're right.
Estes Park people. Longmont water is good. If you're in Longmont, drink straight out of tap. I swear to God, it's so good. If you're in my hood, you need to watch me physically put it through a filter, and then even then, I'd put a life straw in it.
Everything will turn white.
It's
bleached white look.
So basically, what we're looking for, if you haven't figured it out yet, is what will you never skimp on? No matter how bad things get, you'll never skimp on blank. Like TAC, it's got to be shoes.
Yeah, definitely shoes. Yeah. And I used to work in a shoe store, and I'd have people who are on their feet all day, nurses, servers, people like that. And they're like, I just need something cheap and stuff. And it's like, but you're going to be so much more comfortable if you just spend a little more money up front, and they'll last you longer. But
I'm with you on all shoes because I buy cheap shoes. I remember buying dress shoes at Kohl's. And then they wear out after like two weddings or whatever. And then the first time I bought like dress shoes at like Aldo, I'm like, I still have them.
See, they last. I was always taught as a kid, you could buy something over and over and over again, and it's cheap. But if you want it to last, buy it once. Yes, it's more expensive up front, but it lasts you pretty much forever.
But I've turned the table when it comes to white shoes, like white tennis shoes. You gifted me when I was desperate. I couldn't find white Air Force Ones anywhere.
That's right.
And you gave me yours.
Yeah, I never wore ever.
They're black within it. They're scuffed up.
You can clean them.
Yeah, but like when you try to clean them, you're actually rubbing the white off of it. Do you know what I mean? How about I just go keep buying Stan Smiths for like $30? Smiths are cheap as hell.
And they used to make this, it was kind of like a white paint polish.
Yes, there was it was like shoe polish, and you put it back on your shoes, and then it's like the rest of your shoe is gloss, and that part is matte. It's like, it's white. It passes the 30,000 foot test, but it doesn't pass the that's still a cool shoe. All right, so we want to talk about what you would never skimp on. 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059.
I've had the same. It's similar to shoes, but it's t-shirts for me now, because I used to buy the cheap t-shirts, and you'd have to watch them the whole time they're in the washing machine.
Dryer.
You can't let them get too wet, and then you put them in the dryer, and you can't. I'd have to hang them because they're shrinking.
Can't bake them.
Yeah, and now I've bought nicer t-shirts, and I don't have to do any of that. Wash them, dry them, and they're...
So what's the t-shirt range? Like, the cheap ones are like $12 a piece or something?
Yeah, just like the fast fashion ones,
and
I would
say.
And
then the ones you're buying now are how much? 40, 50?
Yeah, in that range, yeah. But I can beat the crap out of them, and they're fine.
And you don't have to yank them out of the dryer early, because I do that all the time.
Because they just shrink too much?
Yeah, you just bake your clothes.
And then they're like stiff, and you let them hang dry, and then they get the weird things on the shoulders from the hanger.
Well, in the one store where we buy our fast fashion, two washes, and they're just like the bottom hem is gone.
Old Navy?
It wasn't a guessing game, Steve. Okay. I was trying to.
My bad.
So another thing that I think that was on this list of things to never skimp on is a vacuum. And I don't know if I believe it or I don't. I feel like a vacuum might be something that they just wear out.
No, it's because 99% of the time people aren't using it correct.
Use a vacuum wrong? You drive around on the floor.
When you're pulling it back, you pull it up so you get that suction.
He's saying to pull it up and back.
So your carpet is pulling up. That way you get the suction.
But if you're pulling the vacuum off the carpet, then it's not sucking. It's not making contact.
No, it's still. When you're pulling it back, you pull it up a little bit so you go.
I don't know if anybody can hear him because he's about 40 feet off the microphone, you pull it up and back.
And it just pulls it, but it pulls your carpet.
Does everybody in this room have a Dyson or had a Dyson?
I have one currently.
Yeah.
Did you buy it because it's the best vacuum, or did you buy it because it's badass? That it looks badass. Because
it was cool. It hangs on the wall and looks cool.
It's got
Mine was
cool
the best
ball.
At the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought the Slim, the rechargeable. I don't know. It was like 2 months in, battery would last about 4 minutes.
And it doesn't suck up anything.
Doesn't suck nothing. And it was like, I loved it for hardwood because you just grab it like underneath where the kids were, all the little Cheerios and yogurt, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Like, Dyson, you look so cool. Like, I think, I don't know. I've heard there's a vacuum store in like Leedsdale in Monaco or something.
Brick and mortar vacuum store.
Yes. And I think it's Mayel or something. It's like that, like the coffee maker brand or something, some German brand. And these things, they supposedly look like our parents' old Hoover vacuums.
Wow.
Built like a brick poo house.
Buy it once.
Yep. And it will just never, like, you know what you got to do? If you, I know you have a cleaning lady that comes in.
Yeah.
Does she use your vacuum or does she bring her own?
She has all of her own. Yeah.
You need to look at what she has. Because people who clean for a living, they know what sucks when it comes to a vacuum. I was going to say.
Best tools.
Yes.
Yeah.
You want the best drill? Look at a handyman and go, has he got a DeWalt? Has he got a Milwaukee? Has he got a Cobalt? What's he got?
She
doesn't have a good one?
No, she doesn't have the Dyson.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because she's like, okay, I can spend $500 on this, or I could buy this other one but it works better. Way better.
Yeah.
It just doesn't have the fancy, oh my God, I can see the inside of it. Who cares? I don't need to see the inside of my Dyson Animal vacuum. I just want it to suck stuff off the, I've stood there with my vacuum and gone over a piece of lint like 40 times. And like, I'll eventually bend down and pick it up.
You have to slightly pull the vacuum.
I did pull it.
The suction.
Sunscreen is the other one that I want to talk about.
No,
you can't skip on that. Do not buy generic sunscreen.
It's all the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. And it expires. So make sure you check that.
I never believed that until I was like, oh, let me just get rid of all. We had a bunch of open cans. I took them to the pool one day.
You have to believe a ginger about sunscreen. I'm telling you.
Never skimp on sunscreen. All right. What is the thing you should never skimp on? 303-222-5423.
Slacker and Steve.
No matter how bad the economy gets, inflation gets, there's certain things you just don't go cheap on.
No, you cannot skimp.
Cigarettes.
There you go.
Beer.
Wow.
And we want to know what yours are. Jeff?
Yai.
Yai. Never skimp on what?
Whiskey, Slacker, I'm with you.
Yeah, you guys, you're brown.
What's your whiskey of choice?
Will it, if I can ever find it.
Yeah, good luck.
Was it
exactly.
Pappy?
Oh.
And, yeah.
Will it? That's pretty good.
Will it's a really good one, yeah.
Will it's good, but it's their business model. It's just hard to find it.
Yeah.
You snob.
Could you tell me where your honey hole is?
Don't tell him.
I had one, Slacker.
Huh?
I wish I had.
Come on. No.
Don't tell them.
No, you know where I go. Applejack Wine and Spirits.
There you go.
Those guys, they got it all. Thank you for the call. I dead serious. Once, I would just say, if you don't want to spend excessive amounts of money on food or booze, don't try good stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Can I tell you about a time in my life where I would walk past the display of sushi at any given gas station and go yum and fire that crap down?
Dang.
And now you just like you know how it is. When we're in Napa and all of a sudden you're like, it's just different.
It is.
Megan?
Yay.
Never skimp on what?
Velveeta shells and cheese and tampons.
Heck yeah.
Hold on. Now I'm going to say this. I'm with you on Velveeta shells and cheese, but there's something to be said for classic Blue Box.
Yeah, there you go.
Velveeta shells and cheese is unbelievably good.
Yeah, they're both pretty. But tampon wise.
You can't do store brand on any of that stuff. Nothing.
Including just Velveeta itself. Because there is like the knockoff Velveeta, and it just. It doesn't melt right. It doesn't turn into.
Nope.
What happens with the tampons? Never mind. Are they just? Is it just made out of a more abrasive cotton or something?
Ow.
Is that the?
Yes.
Truth.
Yes. Like if you go with the name brand, which I don't know if I can say it.
Yeah.
But if you stick with those and not the store brand,
yeah.
They're much more comfortable.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Well, thank you for your Velveeta and tampons. It seems like a country album.
Velveeta and tampons.
Eric.
Yay. Yay. How you doing?
Never skimp on what?
Ziploc bags. I can't buy the cheap ones. They just don't work.
Brand loyal. There's two. There's Ziploc, and then there's the other major
What's
brand.
What's the other major
Is it
brand?
Glad? Maybe there's two major brands.
You're right. One of them is made by Hefty. Like every once in a while, one of the brands has been letting me down. Like the first time you open it up, like if you have the slide seal one, that slide goes ping and goes flying off and you're screwed.
No.
And the other one, like the top tears. So then you can't seal it right again.
Cheap bastards.
I forget which one. Yeah, don't buy store brand on those.
Yeah, no, you gotta go.
Unless you're just traveling with it. If you're actually storing food in it,
okay.
You gotta buy. But if it's just holding your cologne and your lotion,
then it's disposable.
Yeah, you can buy the cheap stuff. Thank you for the call, Eric. Kathy.
Yai.
Never skimp on.
Red wine. You can skimp on white wine, but you can't skimp on the red wine.
It's totally true.
Is that true?
Because some white wines just taste sweeter, so you can get by with like a barefoot.
Kendall Jackson, is that
yeah.
KJ, edit for its okay. For what you're doing. What's your red wine, Kathy?
Right now I'm drinking Malbec.
Malbec's okay.
Out of South America.
Okay.
No, Slacker looks down.
No, no, Malbec's are great.
You used
I just
to
don't
like
know
them,
all the. No, I like all red wine.
So you can't get away with a red. You can't go cheap and just.
You can't
that
because
by.
Red is so much more complex, especially with you go all the way. If you go Pinot Noir, like if you're drinking a cheap Pinot Noir, you're basically drinking raspberry Kool-Aid. Because they just.
And you'll get a headache.
You will definitely get a headache.
Get out of town.
It's totally true. Do you remember drinking Mad Dog when you were young?
Yeah.
Mad Dog. That's.
2020,
dude,
yeah.
Mad Dog 2020. It's Easy Days and Mellow Nights or whatever.
Oh, that's the cheap red wine.
No, that's entry level, and then it just doesn't get better until,
gotcha.
Unfortunately, you get to a point where it's a little pricey per bottle, but it's worth it because you wake up the next day happy.
Okay.
Drinking sugar, red sugar water is a terrible idea. But yes, skimp all day on white.
On white.
But don't skimp on red. That's a very good one. Thank you, Kathy. Chris.
Yes.
Never skimp on white.
Yai. Band-Aid. Never skimp on cheap Band-Aid.
Yeah.
All white. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel naked without the brand.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they're all the same. I thought that was like Advil and...
They're the original.
Nope. Really?
No comparison.
They come in the gunshot.
Like the little gunshot one. What is that one for? It's for warts, maybe, but it's like, who's got that many warts? I don't need six per box.
I thought it was for 9mm.
It's like, oh, yeah, I got it. Oh, he shot me with a 40. Can't use that one.
Stick a regular Band-Aid brand Band-Aid on your finger and stick a cheap one on the other finger and look at it the next morning. Yeah. One will be white and nasty and the other will be white.
I guess you're right. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, we're not going to skimp on Band-Aids. Thank you. Colin.
Yay.
What are we never skimping on?
Good underwear.
It's true. Like it's like what Steve said at the beginning. You can buy cheap underwear every couple months because eventually the waistbands tear and there's holes all over the place. You don't want to have like...
More so it doesn't ride up.
Yes.
Okay.
It doesn't ride up, breathe, doesn't chafe.
Yeah. The ladies, what, Steve?
They appreciate the extra effort.
Oh, they do? Because you do a slow undress. It's like, oh my God, look at those underwear. That man doesn't skimp.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
Is the word gold digger still negative?
It shouldn't be. In fact, women should be proud.
I don't hate what you're talking about right now.
Right?
I think it's not.
It's on a man.
It's
open your eyes. Realize you're being taken for a ride because of Sorry.
Am I hitting a nerve here, dude? Have you ever had a gold digger?
No.
Not that he's aware of.
Right.
I will say this. You create gold diggers.
How so, sir?
I'm not saying that as a negative.
Oh, okay,
you're a generous person.
Woo. Oh, yeah, you're right.
So, like, somebody starts to date you and you... almost immediately start to feel the guilt of what you're eventually going to do to them. So you start throwing material things at them.
You're not wrong. Oh
so
God.
You're
right.
Peppering like material goods at them. So at the end, you ultimately F them over, you can go, remember the furnace?
You're right.
Remember the tires?
Remember the coach bag?
Remember the kitten I gave you that was by the door on our first time?
That's true.
It's not the woman's fault because she's coming for love and affection and you're going... Nope. No.
You flip women
differently
into
here.
Yeah, you're a gold flipper. Is that a thing? Because they do. They like it is my favorite thing. And in fact, Steve is out there still. He's still the single guy.
Dang.
You might be the one who flips him. So take a run at it.
Okay.
Like the whole time we've been together, even before we did a show together, I would watch women, and it's so funny because they're like you. Literally say as you're opening the car door for them on the first date, this is going nowhere.
I'm not going to change. This is not going to get any more permanent. You're right. I'm upfront.
You are. Yeah. You're setting the expectation and they're all thinking in their head, I'm the one.
Yeah, I make it a challenge for them.
You
I
do.
Didn't realize it. And then
it's so confusing because you're so polite. Like you are opening the door for like you're such a gentleman, but you're also saying, but it's surface level.
Yep.
Yeah. And so, if you're on board, then... it's going to be bliss, but...
But it never is. It always ends
because
badly.
They always... Yeah.
But why do... are you like that, Aaron? Or do you know women? Do women seek a challenge like that? Do you want to be the one who changes the dude?
There's definitely women that are like that.
Jesus.
But I wouldn't necessarily classify them as gold diggers because the big movement now are sugar daddies. And you don't have to have relations, but it's, hey, go on this date with me. Yeah. I'll give you $300.
Why would I give you $300?
Because you're hanging out with a hot chick.
And it's business.
Would you pay $300 to hang out with someone?
If she made me look great in public, bam. Yeah.
You would?
Absolutely, in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I mean, if Steve showed up to the Christmas party with somebody like that, an arranged date, I guess... Yeah, that would turn some heads. You'd get some clout out of it, and that might be worth it.
Because everyone around me thinks, how did he get what? There's no way that she
would
stoop to be with.
I would never think that.
Thanks.
Because you're Steve. I mean, my God.
Thank you.
You're just walking the floor. But it sounds like if you're listening and you're hot, Steve's got $300. What are you doing later? That is so strange to me.
It is so weird. But it's a great business arrangement. She makes $300. I get the yayas of everyone.
I I just want to, like, we were supposed to be talking about, like, there's this woman who thinks you should date five different men at different times and at the same time. And like,
it's like a roster.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just want to, get down in the weeds on this $300 thing. How do I say the sentence without being in trouble? I was going to say I'm a fan of relations workers.
Okay.
I'm not opposed to that. I think if we've made weed legal, we might as well make that legal.
Yeah.
Just like, if this is the thing, if this is your talent and you want to make some money at it, why we should
let
you.
It's a commodity.
Right? We're allowed, like right now I'm using my commodity. The only thing I got is this weird sounding voice.
Boom. Why can't she use the weird looking?
Or he with his weird looking.
Yes. Anyone. Yes. Why can't anyone use their stuff? But all I'm saying is I would be willing to pay the $300 to get to the weird looking stuff. It would be like, it seems really strange to me to spend $300 just to talk and
or just look good in public.
I don't.
To me, it would have value. It would have. Yeah. Somehow it's a business thing.
But I just. OK, again, I want to ask the other people in the room, that would somehow make Steve look better to you.
It would make him look cool.
See? Finally. What do you mean?
It's such a weird... What?
Yeah. I need someone to make me look...
No, I don't agree.
I don't know. I don't know. Because we're all in the same... We're in this industry where it's like we're all narcissistic and whatever. but we have personalities. And it's like I take pride in like... I might not be the best looking, but I have a good personality.
Yes.
And that's how I have dated women.
Right.
And I feel like Steve's the same way. So yes. I already feel like Steve can get a girl.
Thanks, Steve.
Based on his personality.
But if she was too hot, I would assume he paid for it, which actually lowers him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a little bit.
Then I'd be like, dude, you paid for that. There's no way. Like, you'd have to shop for somebody just hot enough, like two leagues above the league you're in.
Or can I say that she's 10 leagues above me, but I spent $1,500? Oh, that's my most expensive.
The more money the more that it's obvious that she's not your actual girl, the more pathetic I would think you would look.
Okay.
Whereas like a certain level of hotness, like, and it's super unfortunate, but men tend to get to play above their league more often than women do.
I'll give you that.
Don't you think that's the case?
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
No, I'm just saying. Often than not, wealthy men are with, like, and then a wealthy woman is just with, well, I mean, I guess not. Like, some of the, like, pop stars and stuff, like Madonna's dating, like, a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
But more often than not, it's skewed that way. Whereas, like, an ugly guy can be with a hot girl. But when it's the other way, everyone's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what's going on with
this?
You can
do so much better.
Do you think this would ever go the other way? Like, would a woman ever pay for
the appearance?
The appearance with a man?
Sure. Yeah, Abercrombie, whatever that brand is. Like, one of those models? Absolutely.
Yeah, I see that.
Just for cred.
Yeah.
And you know what? Money is power. So the more that women are earning now, they get to do what men have been doing this whole time. They have the power. Now they can go ahead and hook up with boy toys if they want.
But I feel like they're smarter than we are and would just like would not waste their money. They're like, I'm hot. I'm wealthy.
I don't need
I can
to
just go get a hot guy.
They get you to pay somehow.
And I would pay it.
Yeah. Slacker and Steve.
I am a genius and science now backs it up. No, I'm sad.
You got lucky.
I did not get lucky.
Yep.
The one thing that men and women and creatures of all sizes and shapes have always been most impressed by when it comes to me is my camel-like ability to hold in pee.
Wow. Impressive.
I would take that as an insult.
Why? No, it's amazing. It's like how
you
is
don't
it?
Like my personality. Like that's not the highest.
No. I mean, my personality is this, so it's not good. Nobody likes, but like I've been at events where there's beer being consumed and it's like people have peed like 17 times. I'm like, no, and it's because I trained my bladder at a very early age.
And why were you doing this? What was going on?
I remember being young and knowing every single person in school who wet the bed. Because
that personality thing coming back in.
Like you knew the kids like, ooh, Tommy's a bed wetter. Like it would get out. It just got out. I'm like, I'm never going to be the bed wetter. Like you have to. So now like it doesn't matter. I can literally, my body tries to trick me to pee in the middle of the night. I think we've talked about it before. You have that dream. where you like you have that, you know, you got to pee and like, oh, there's a bathroom over there and you walk in, there's people in every stall and you're like, and then you finally get in a stall and you like, if you're a girl, you sit down and you're like, and you're ready to pee and then someone not, and you're like, you're just trying to pee and that's your body going, do it, do it, do it, do it. Just
you're
pee.
Relaxed. Just go.
Yep. Just do it. And it works on a lot of people. Mm. Not on me.
You're supposed to wake up and go. Not just pee the bed.
I understand that, but some weaker-minded people will.
All right, so I am a weaker-minded person. Because I don't know if it's how I was raised or what, but I'm always a go just in case. Go just
go
in case.
Go just in case is like training your body to pee when you don't need to pee.
And I was a bedwetter.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, my God. This is amazing that you're admitting it.
Yeah,
what?
I was for like a long, long time. So much so that I had to wear the pull-ups at like a...
Are you wearing like, them now?
Let's stay focused. No, but I'm even here, like at work, because just the way it would be like, oh, I don't really have to go, but I know if I don't go now, it's going to be 2 hours before my next chance. So I'll just go.
Oh, that's what they, okay.
A doctor just came out and said, never, ever, ever go to the bathroom just in case.
But wait a second. Well, you were about to go on a road trip to kids. Go to make sure you just go. Make
I've
sure
heard
you go
parents do that. My parents used to do that all the time.
Right.
Guess what that means? 20 minutes from now, you're going to have to stop again.
Wow.
It's just like breaking the seal when you're drinking.
Yeah.
Like you don't, when you're like, ooh, I kind of got to pee. Don't go yet. Go when you got to pee.
Come on, Tommy. You're going to have another beer.
Yes. You have to do, like, that's why they call it breaking the seal.
Because once it is, you're
every 5 minute peer.
Yeah.
You also shouldn't pee when you have like in the shower or whatever, because you're training your body that when you hear the shower turn on, when you hear water,
yes,
you have to pee.
Slacker.
You're training your body.
I do pee in the shower.
See,
but I only pee in the shower.
Like that's the only time you pee.
No. But I do pee in the shower only when I have to pee. I don't just get in the shower and just auto pee.
Oh.
But I, yeah.
Why am I disappointed?
I'm just going to say that I just had a revelation, because I used to pee in the shower a lot more. Oh my God. T-Hack should not have admitted that he was a bedwetter, because now I'm about to admit something and I shouldn't. This room will never look at me the same.
It's okay. I'm wearing adult diapers. You can do it.
When I used to pee in the shower all the time, I was also a pool peer.
That's worse than
because you start to associate being wet with wetting.
Yeah, I figured that about you.
No, you. Here's my favorite thing, because I know you're going through it in your head.
What?
You and me have definitely been in a pool together.
You bastard!
It wasn't a heated pool, dude.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
It's probably a bad idea to talk about this, but let's do it anyway. Traffic jams.
Oh, yeah.
This is room.
I don't mind them. I don't know.
You're what? Weird.
It gives me time to like stop and be in the moment and then just chill out and listen to a podcast. Like I can't do anything else, so it allows me to. Your misery is my...
Here's what I just heard. Hi, it's Aaron for the one thing that puts my company out of business. If you're bored, listen to a podcast.
My bad.
Don't listen to us. By the way, all Slacker and Steve episodes are available in podcast
exactly.
form.
Everywhere. That's what I mean.
That's what you meant.
Yeah.
You go back and listen. Out. You're not listening to Call Her Daddy, right?
No.
Let me ask you this. If you are stuck in a hellacious, like, 40-minute traffic jam,
mm-hmm.
when you finally get to the place where it's whatever has caused it, you're at that point.
Okay.
Are you out of your mind disappointed if there isn't a payoff? Like,
you gotta look.
Yeah, well, one, you gotta look, but two, there's been so many times where... It just seems like maybe it's the merging of two roads and just everybody's bad at zippering.
There's that.
Yeah.
Or the accident wasn't that big.
Okay, there. When I finally get to what made us all stop 40 minutes, and I look at everybody else, this is what you people.
100%.
You've never seen an emergency light on a police car before. You've never seen a dented bumper before. We all got to stop.
Yes.
I get pissed off.
So do I.
Every person in front of me.
So do I.
There's not like a death, then we never should
easy
stop.
Easy with the death. Whoa. There needs to be a debris field at least.
Okay.
Something where you go like, sometimes when there's the car upside down on top of another car and you're like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
We don't see that every day. Okay.
That's impressive.
Maybe.
Imagine waiting for 40 minutes and when you get up there, it's ducklings crossing the road.
I would love that.
You would, and you're the only person.
Let me pause my podcast.
Oh, the boss wants to see you. Yeah. You can step out. I would be, I mean, I think it's
You'd
cute.
Be livid? Would you be livid? It is cute.
You're in Cancun or somewhere and like
okay. The
turtles are going to the ocean. I get it. But hey, Cancun, you should have built a bridge under or a bridge over so you know where the turtles are going to cross. Like, no, don't make me wait for ducklings.
Yeah, I agree. Especially when I'm on my way to Popeyes anyways. It's like,
come on.
Who cares?
I'm going to eat chicken.
Yeah. Just get
the ducks. Everybody in.
So you would have mowed over, just driven right.
You can't. It's illegal. But
you want to.
You want to.
But you're mad at everybody else for not sacking up and doing it.
I'm super mad. Okay. All right. So what we thought about doing with this whole, because there's a couple different animal stories or whatever. We want to hear about your traffic jam. And like what the payoff is for your traffic jam. Like, were you stuck in one? Did you cause one? Did you like what is a thing? What's your traffic jam story? And it can't be like, oh, when I got up there is what Steve just described. It's like, yeah, so many dented bumper and like four people argue. It doesn't like it's gotta be a thing. Like we've done it in like stupid stories where like the nacho cheese truck like crashes into the tortilla truck.
Yes.
And you're like, yes! We now need a PBR truck and we're set. Again. All right. So we want to hear your traffic jam stories. 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 510-59.
I have caused a traffic jam.
Yay!
I mean, it technically wasn't me. It was my friend, but I was in the car.
I-25, okay. major interstate.
We were going up to the mountains to go skiing, and my friend packed a little heavily, and like the trunk couldn't close all the way. And her suitcase was so full that it popped open, and we just like look in the back and there's just clothes.
No.
And we're about to go skiing. She needs those clothes.
Oh God.
And so we had to pull over, and there's just cars running them over. So we had to get a police officer to come on and like stop the cars. We'd run really quick, grab like four items, run back. Let a couple of cars
ski
through.
Traffic already sucks.
I know.
You made ski traffic worse. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Steve drives by. A shirt? A shirt?
You've never seen a shirt before? Oh my God. That was some of the angriest Steve I've heard.
Dude, you nailed me.
The other one that happened to me when I was young,
you guys went up in Longmont?
No, we were going from Longmont to Boulder, which is the diagonal highway, and if you've never been on it, some guy on like a crotch rocket passed us.
Oh,
it was kind of packed. It gets packed kind of by gun barrel, and he passed us on the crotch rocket in the like shoulder, like on the right. And it's like, and I'm like, I've always said this. Like, I have a fast car right now. I can get around a lot of people. That doesn't mean I should.
Right.
No, yeah. So isn't it more dangerous on the, like, gravel anyway?
Oh, super much more.
Yes.
So this guy passed us, whatever. Then the traffic got even worse. We sat there for, like, an hour and a half or whatever. And when we finally got to, like, almost where the IBM gun barrel exit is, there was an accident there. It was his motorcycle laying on the side of the road.
Oh, no.
And then there was a blanket. Over his body.
Oof.
And it was like, and there was definitely red everywhere.
You were the last one to see him alive.
We kind of were. And as we drove another 30 or 40 feet, there was a second blanket covering a little mound.
No.
The exact size of a head.
The helmet.
Yes.
Wow.
No.
So there it was like easily he had been decapitated by something.
A severed head?
Oh my God.
This is what we're...
Don't.
Okay, sorry.
But it was like that, you know, in my scheme of like
Dang.
Worth it, but then like not worth
Dang.
It. It's like, dude, just stay behind everybody. Be late.
Yeah.
Be late. Don't be dead. And like it was, I will never forget. And I still think about it to this day. Like, police cars, I hope this isn't true, but it must be true. They have big blankets and little blankets. Little blankets for heads, little blankets for kids.
Jeez.
It's like, why don't you just have one big, like all...
Wow. That's, yeah.
Okay, funny stuff.
Oh, fun.
There's one more. Cows, a loose cows in Florida took over a... A livestock truck caught fire. Oh my God, that's perfect.
Jeez.
Please tell me a hamburger bun truck.
Okay, no.
No, 70 cows had to be let out of the truck. And
it was wandering all over.
Wandering around a Florida turnpike.
Keep it in an orderly fashion, cows. No wandering.
All right, so if you saw a severed head, I've already stolen that one, so don't call with any of those.
Okay.
But if you got a good traffic jam story, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Slacker and Steve.
So we need to talk about people. This is the worst two words in the world, but they are traffic jam.
There we go. Crazy. Have you ever caused one?
Caused one is going to make me happy.
That would be cool.
Or if you've been in one, we want to hear your story. Abby?
Yai.
Traffic jam.
Okay. Like, this is straight out of a movie. Mom and pop beekeeper truck turned over.
No, it didn't.
Honey everywhere. Everywhere. They actually had one or two hives in the back too. So
no.
Like, bees flying all over the place. No joke. It was wild.
So was it just mass hysteria? Was everybody like, no, you're not getting out of your car if there's bees flying around.
No, one is getting out of their car. No.
But it's just
adorable little couple, like the quintessential little beekeeping couple you could imagine on the side of the road, just like in such distress. They don't know what to do. Like, what does someone do in that situation?
Right.
Listen, Abby, I don't know you. I don't pretend to know you. I don't know your charcuterie level, but... The one of the best parts of a charcuterie board, you know, the meat and cheese, is putting a big thing of honey in the middle, because you'd be surprised how good a salty meat tastes drugged through honey. So if I was stuck in that traffic jam,
you'd find some salty
if
meat.
If I had some salami in my car,
pull it through the...
I'm taking the risk.
It's okay. Just a little bit of asphalt on top.
Yeah,
you don't dig deep, Abby.
Okay.
You drag it across the top.
All right.
All right. That is that's an excellent traffic jam. Thank you. Candy?
Yai.
Traffic jam. What happened?
Okay, so have you guys ever seen, like, that Jackass sketch where, like, they have, like, the coffin fall out of the back of the hearse over and over, like, shock people?
Yes.
Okay, well, like, picture that, but on the highway, and instead of a coffin, I host passion parties, so just, like,
no!
Adult toys scattered.
It was what?
She hosts the parties where all the the Highlands Ranch moms all get together and... Chip, try out.
That's what got
you out of your car? Like, you launched him out of the
actually,
back?
No, it wasn't even my car. That's the worst part. So a friend was giving me a ride because my car was in the shop, and she wanted to just bolt. She wanted to just leave, and I was like, that is literally thousands of dollars worth of products. Like, I can't bolt. I have to pick it up. I have to recover it, you know?
So you're walking around a major interstate picking up bobs, and cars are swerving depending on the size.
Bouncing some bobs.
And we're like coming from a party, so I'm in like the outfit.
Oh,
and
you're all
around.
I'd pull over and help. Did you have to sell those at like a lower rate because they're like blemmed, road rash?
I mean, yeah, those were like display models for kits after that. You know, some of them were boxed up and they were totally fine, but yeah, it was a big hit, and I don't know. I keep thinking I'm going to see it on TikTok or something.
Right.
Oh my God, just bobs everywhere. Yes. I would like to see like Sky 9 flying over. I'm not sure what it is, Kim. Some sort of pink objects. Oh, they seem to be jumping around. That is an incredible traffic jam. Thank you, Candy. Taylor.
Yay.
Traffic jam.
All right. So this was back, I think, like 2016, 2017. I'm coming back home from work from downtown, and I'm driving down west on 6th Avenue. I see a wall of what I think is rain coming towards us. I am lucky enough to get under the overpass where Federal is.
Okay.
And there's a wall of massive...
Oh, my God, we're losing you.
Your phone sucks.
Hang on. Let's see if this brings it back. What was coming at you?
Dang it.
He said golf ball size hailstones.
Holy.
Do you know what happens when those hailstones are coming and you try to get underneath an overpass?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone else
yes,
is like blaring right. We all have to agree, overpasses are for motorcyclists
okay.
at that point. Because your car is going to get
yes.
effed up. They're going to die.
Yes.
You have to like sacrifice your car. Oh, my God. I wish we could have heard the rest of that. Della?
Yay.
Traffic jam.
My husband shut down an entire highway in Seattle when his truck caught fire.
Oh, wow. Oh, he was part of a barbecue. Okay. Wow. What happened?
Yeah. Well, this was before cell phones, but he was driving to work and the truck broke down. So he pulled to the side of the road, walked to go find a payphone to call me. When he came back, the truck was on fire. The fire department was there. They'd broken out his window. There was helicopters up above on the news, and he shut down all 6 lanes of the highway during rush hour.
Yep, that's me. Hi. Hi, everybody.
I've never, like, it's fun to get on the news, but you never want to be.
Right. Especially for that.
Oh, my God. It's like, who's the guy? It's you.
A burning car. That's it.
You never seen
always...
it. Oh, my God.
We had just gotten married, and my parents taped it and showed it to him for, like, every time we visited for the next 10 years.
That's awful. Thank you for the call, Della. That's a great one. Cottrell.
Yes, sir.
What was the traffic jam?
Well, about 10 years ago, I was coming back from Kansas, and it was backed up for about 10 miles. And then when you finally got up there, there was a semi-truck hanging over the little bridge over the highway.
That's worth it.
Okay.
Backed up for 10
okay.
miles.
All
now
right.
you're seeing something that's like,
okay.
never saw that before.
You're right. And it could fall at any time.
Yep. Did you stop? You had to stop.
Well, they diverted us off the exit to get back on because they didn't want nobody going underneath.
Oh, probably right. They're not going, all right, ready?
Right.
Go! You're right. They had to get you.
Safe?
They got to keep you all safe. I just think Highway Patrol's out there like playing a game of Frogger.
I would.
Go for it!
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
Slacker, you need to stay away from me.
All right.
I think, no. I think it's the other way around.
Ooh.
He needs to stay away from me?
Yeah, because you've had the most amount of
damage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's brushing off onto
yeah.
you.
Yeah. So I got up today. I go down in my kitchen. I walk on our runner in our kitchen. I go, why is this wet? I'd run our dishwasher last night, and the little tube that drains had somehow just popped out, and there was water everywhere. And we go, well, surely it's not in the basement. Oh, it's
no,
in the basement.
Oh, T-Hack.
Yeah. Through it, like, dripped onto the, there were huge puddles. So I just had, it was just draining into the cabinets all night.
I don't
night.
Know what's going on. Okay, my dishwasher, we haven't talked about it on the air, but mm-hmm. my dishwasher, do you understand, like my hardwood floor has been kind of weird in an area, and I was like, what, I wonder what that is or whatever. Do you know how we discovered we had a problem?
No.
The runner was wet.
I did not know that. That's really
I
weird.
Know you didn't know that.
What's going on?
I don't know what's going on.
I knew your dishwasher was broken. I didn't know that's how you figured it out. And
yeah, well then, yeah, like yesterday or whatever, like or when, yeah, walk in and like there's water everywhere. Runner soaked, water coming out from the runner. And I, just as I left my house today, I put a new line on it and I was running a load and it was halfway through the cycle and I reached underneath and there's water there. And I'm like, I don't care. My hardwood's already destroyed. I'm just going to let it finish that cycle.
Are you talking about the joists or the plank, the hardwood planks?
Hardwood planks are...
Okay, they're wrecked, but the...
I did not see water in my basement yet, but I'm really thrilled because the matrix is broken and it's just running. If you're similarly inclined, it's giving us all the same stories. So now when I get home, I'm certain that I will find wet drywall in my basement.
And this is after your washing machine.
Can we talk about something else? By the way, if you work for Samsung, you have about 8 seconds to call 303-222-5423 yeah. before I say some crap about your company. Text us at 510. I have been dealing with a broken washer
yeah.
for 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
I have been hanging out in laundromats. By the way, whatever drugs you guys need, I'm your guy.
Ah, the silver lining.
It took you a while to find it. Yeah.
It's like, and they, like, you have to do this to get it. They told me, we're going to replace your washer for free. Then, like, the next day they go, it's out of warranty, so we're going to give you, like, most of the money, like, $700 and some. Then by the time the money actually, they send me the receipt, it's, like, $600 and some. I'm like, don't care. Just want to order a washer so I don't have to go to a car wash to get quarters and then go to the laundromat. I feel like I'm 19 again. As of the last few days, like, within 2 business days, you'll be approved. 4 days later, they approved it. After that, they're like, you're approved. Within 2 business days, we'll have your status. 4 business days later, they were like, your refund is complete. I'm like, refund's not complete if I don't have the money. Yesterday, they sent me a text saying, within 1 business day, you'll have your e-coupon code.
And this is who again?
Samsung!
What? They must have a different definition of complete.
Right.
I literally, so one of the techs who I yelled at. In
You're
the
on
last,
a first name basis.
I'm on a first name basis. Henry was my tech today. Hey. Henry, hey, bud. I don't do the complaining. I'm not that guy. But yeah. At this point, I'm just like, listen to me, Henry. I know this isn't
Ooh,
you.
It's slacker quiet
oh,
voice.
This quiet is slacker. Yeah. I'm like, Henry, I understand you're just doing your job. And I'm not mad at you. But if you don't put me through to somebody that can get me a washer, I am going to take legal action. And he's like, sir, I can't give you the code. I'm like, I don't care if you can give me the code. Someone there can give me. No one here can give you the code. I'm like, Henry.
We get quieter now.
I'm pulling Henry all the way in. Anyway, Henry and I are going out later.
Yeah. That's like the disappointed dad voice. Like, yeah, oh.
I gave him that. Oh, I was yeah. like, listen, my family, we have not been able to wash clothes in 2 weeks. I'm like, I've gone to laundromats, but that's problematic. So my kid, you know, it's hard to wheel his wheelchair into the laundromat. No, I did not. Oh, I did not
you know,
add layers
where
on.
You screwed up.
What?
Henry, he's a laundromat guy, too.
You're probably right. Yeah. So when I try to go for sympathy, like, hey, Henry, can you understand how bad it is for a person as cool as me
to have to
hang in a laundromat? Okay, I'm sorry to hijack your story, but
no,
like,
it's fine. You're running out of things to be broken, and now it's like now my stuff's breaking, like soon Aaron's stuff. Like, when does it stop, and how do we stop it?
So what I have learned, or I thought I had learned, was to not say things like you just said out loud, because then you sort of manifest them into coming true. If I go home tonight and there's wet drywall, I won't be back. Like, I won't be back here until all things are done being broken. Like, I don't.
Because it's starting to slop.
It is. It's slopped. Like, I still don't have.
Your truck, you went through the thing with
the truck. The truck has crashed. Yeah. Still, that's. But I will say, Caliber Collision seems to be fixing it.
Oh, they did locate it.
They did eventually find...
Someone found your
truck. Yeah, the insurance agents were like, we're going to come pick up your truck tomorrow. I'm like, you picked it up 2 weeks ago, so...
We did?
What? I'm like, you just write me a check.
Henry's like, I can't help you with the washer, but I do have your truck.
Yeah, then my car, like, hit a pothole, two tires gone, two new tires. Those tires both went bad.
Ugh.
So I'm four tires in on two tires on a new car. Yesterday on my way into work, anybody want to guess what warning light came up? TPS, not the fun TPS reports from Office Space. What? Whatever TPS is, tire pressure sensor.
Oh, did they snap it? Because if they snap the sensor, it's always going to be on now.
No, it's just one of the two tires that's already been replaced twice.
It's now
is leaking
again.
Again.
Henry!
Slacker and Steve.
T-Hack? You're an a-hole.
Why?
Whoa.
I cannot believe... He is crapping on one of the most noblest professions on the face of the planet.
Noble.
It's completely
You
noble.
Wear flip-flops.
Saving lives.
It's... Yes. Go ahead. Say what you just said.
Well, I used to work at a snack shack at a pool, and I was always...
Feeding the hungry.
Thank you.
Shut
Thank
up. You. That's not the same.
Thank you. Thank
Aaron,
you.
I don't know what's going on with you.
I don't know. I just like causing tension. Okay.
But I worked in the snack shack, and I was always watching the lifeguards at the pool, and they were just... sitting around. They didn't do anything. They're twirling their whistles. They're required to have breaks, like have 20-minute breaks every 5 minutes they're up on the seat or anything so they don't get too hot. Meanwhile, I'm standing over the hot grill. I'm busting my butt trying to feed the hungry patrons. And I just
So you think you're more important than a lifeguard? You, who has enough education to simply just flip a burger, you're better.
Not every pool has lifeguards, but every pool has some sort of vending machine.
Not true. Not true. A vending machine. That tells you he can be replaced by a freaking machine.
But the lifeguards, they never did it. I never saw them jump in. I never saw anything. If any, they were not paying attention. They were doing drugs.
They're not doing drugs.
I know some lifeguards right now, and they should not be lifeguards.
Do you know there's somebody in this room who's a lifeguard?
Who?
Why do you?
Because you're a freak, and you you have your certification framed in a shadow box.
Well,
isn't that an example of?
Steve can be a lifeguard, TX a little right.
Okay, wait. The person that cares about my fellow people the least?
At all.
Let's
nothing.
Put him in charge of other people's lives.
You're probably still on your break.
Where is it? So wait,
I did.
Because of the sitting around?
Well, so my sister, her goal was to become a lifeguard. And so we would go to swimming lessons together. And we would just keep progressing, and I didn't know, can we stop? She kept going, and I kept going. So one day after a class, the instructor came to me and said, if you take the water safety instruction class and pass, we can certify you as a lifeguard. I went, okay. And so it was a free class, and I took it. One of the coolest classes I've ever taken, by the way.
Why?
The things they make you do in advanced water safety.
Like
for one thing, they set a 10-pound padded brick on the bottom of the pool. They strap a 10-pound vest on your back. You have to go down, pick up the brick like you're rescuing a person, and bring all that weight back up. Do you know I can take a pair of express jeans and turn them into a flotation device donut? I can turn it into some sort of life raft that seats six comfortably. I'm not kidding with my pants.
You could have then. I doubt
then,
very
nowadays I could seat six with these jeans.
No, I'm just saying I don't think you remember. Do you really remember?
Yeah, how to tie them out. You tie
and then you blow it up with your own air.
Or no, you do this over the water to fill it up faster.
You fill it up with water?
No, you fill it up with you have that air pocket button. I'll have to
shut up, dude.
And the final thing is they literally teach you how to do judo underwater. If you go rescue somebody and they're freaking out and they grab you from behind and choke you, I know three different judo moves to free myself from that situation.
So you let them die at that point?
No.
You just get away from them till they
It's simple. You have to keep in mind that their number one goal is to stay on top of the water.
They're gonna
So you use the water as your defense and your as a tool to go on offense.
So you kind of want them to pass out.
Well, since you, if they're choking you from behind, there's a way to loosen it, and you simply slip. You slip to the bottom. You go underwater.
You take, and because they're afraid to go under the water.
And if push comes to shove, you take them underwater with you. That will make them stop.
Oh my God!
You're the one that's in the control
here. No,
yeah. I'm not gonna risk
that's
my
why
life.
I don't know that I would save anybody. Well, obviously I can't swim anyway, but like yeah.
And T-Hack's kind of right. They spend hours twirling whistles. They are
playing ping pong in my
case. Getting great tans.
Yeah.
They are paying attention.
You guys, they're there to save your
kids'
life. The fact that they don't do anything most of the time just means your kid didn't need it.
There, you're right. And the reason they take breaks so often, because if you, just like on the lazy river, those people have to stand there.
Have you ever watched the lifeguards on it? They have to constantly keep their head going up and down. It's like they do this like sprinkler thing.
The ones that scare me the most are the like wave pool. Because they get so jammed, you have everyone in the tubes. Like, it is scary.
That's why they take breaks often, because it's a lot to concentrate. It really is. And the heat,
So did you ever work as a lifeguard?
So my sister, she was in charge, and she let me work 1 4-hour shift, but she let me nowhere near the pool, water.
Because you're a lecherous pig.
She made me work the front, and they had these things with baskets. You could rent baskets and store your stuff. All I did was work with baskets for 4 hours.
You were like the guest book
She
at
was
a
smart. You're right. She was smart. She kept me away from anything.
Because you wouldn't have saved anybody.
No, because I was already, I had my shirt, I was tan, I was a buff. I had my little white on the end of my nose. I looked like a TV show Baywatch, ready to be all studly with the chicks. And
you're just doing CPR and giving mouth to mouth to just people who aren't even, it's like, I wasn't drowning. Yeah. So if you're a lifeguard, text us at 51059 and just put T-Hack and just put your thoughts on T-Hack. And in fact, let's go all the way. You know who else sits around all day? Firefighters. They don't do anything. If there's no fire, they're lazy pieces of crap, right, T-Hack? If you're not currently involved in an emergency and you're just sitting.
I don't think firefighters tan very much during their jobs.
I'm just saying.
And I like how T-Hack was serving food to swimmers that are going to jump in the water right after eating.
That's a rule.
Look, when you need ketchup, you're not going to the lifeguard. You're coming to the snack shack, okay?
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
We need to find out if Aaron's an idiot or not.
Okay. Jeez. Is this a...
Are we on the air? I thought we were going to do this. So there's a story out that basically every stupid, I would assume, American goes over to Europe, UK, I don't know what it is.
England,
England, and takes a picture, and Google Maps was sending them to the wrong Abbey Road address.
Yes.
They were sending them some other crosswalk.
Yep.
As long as it's got big white lines, they're just all doing the slow walk. All right, go on, take a step. I was like, this is it. We're money.
I gotta respect Google Maps.
So I guess on Google Maps, if you Googled Abbey Road crosswalk, it sent you to the wrong one.
Yeah,
you had to say something stupid like...
The Beatles one.
Yes, Beatles crosswalk, which is... It's not, there's no Beatles place.
No.
It's Abbey Road Studios.
Correct.
Right.
So why would you look up, why would Google, you're the, or was Google doing it to be D-bags?
I'm hoping that was that one.
What? So
yeah, because Google can see all your pictures on your phone, so they see all the ones on the wrong place.
Oh,
my God.
That's right.
It's the ultimate troll. Yeah. The engineers at Google are like, oh, my God, let's see how many stupid Americans take photos in the wrong one. Were your photos in the right spot?
They were.
So you did go to the correct Abbey Road.
Because we went to Abbey Road Studios. Oh. Like it was right there.
I got to ask, can you see, like, is there a thing? How do I ask this? Like, because everybody is going to do the thing where they walk across. Right. So if you're trying to drive on that street, like, just kill yourself. Because you're never getting through because some stupid person is going to walk slow.
Yes.
So you just don't go there. But is there an area off to the side where it's like, person taking picture should stand here.
Yeah, there's a little, I don't know if it's a median technically, but there is a triangle that the photographer stays.
Oh.
And then that's...
Oh, you don't take the picture yourself.
Correct. Well, no, you do. It's just
whoever
you can go
your
there.
Photographer is. So when you did it, did you like rotate in shifts? It's like whoever you're with has to go stand in the triangle while you walk across.
So normally, yes, but my sister was the one who took the photo and she had already been there, so she didn't need another one.
But she didn't want one with like your whole family walking across at the same time?
No. And the thing that sucks the most is everyone is waiting to do it.
Yeah.
And so you're like trying to beat the cars, but then you're also trying to deal with everyone else. So you're like, are you going? Are you? Can I go? I'm going to walk. Oh. And so our picture is me, some stranger,
exactly,
my sister. It's like, cool. Thanks for being tall.
It's the worst. It's
still just a functioning street. They don't have it.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. They don't have it blocked off or anything.
No, it's 100% functional.
It gets so used that they have to like keep painting that.
Wouldn't
damn,
they?
Yeah.
Like the paint is. We asked them because we had the same thing or question because there's so much graffiti on it. They said that they have to paint it like every week.
Every week?
Yeah.
The Abbey Road crosswalk.
Because not the crosswalk, but the fence right in front of the studios.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
Because it gets so graffiti.
Yeah.
Wasn't one of the new phones would like you could take enough pictures that eventually it knew the whole background and then you could get rid of the people in it you didn't want? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. No,
do all phones do that?
Yeah.
It does?
I know that
Google. Can you show me how to do it?
Yeah.
So we can get rid of Ringo out of the picture? Yeah.
No, because I just did, like, I got reservations for Hanging Lake.
Oh, yeah, you had to reserve the outdoors. I remember that. How do you get in? Reserve the outdoors.
It's because all the idiot influencers have ruined it. But, like, even with reservations, you still get up there. You cannot take a picture without 20 people in the background.
Yeah.
Hanging Lake is probably the prettiest place. I forgot. It's been 20-some years since I went up there. It is the coolest place I've been in. It's only, dude, you can handle it. It's like a mile and a half each way.
But that's hanging.
No, it's just you just have to hike up a little bit.
And I like the one where you just cross the street. Sounds better.
But I mean, I have pictures that I took because you're trying to get a picture of the waterfall, and there's always just
some jokes.
Like, up there in the waterfall. Like, I'm the guy in whatever that movie. I will come find you. Oh, God, what was that movie? Where it's like Daniel Day-Lewis and he's going to find his girl under the waterfall. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So there's that. But if you can help me edit out.
Yeah, absolutely. I edit all of mine. So.
I made it what? If you act like you're impressed that I made it.
Yeah, because your reservations were at 6:30
in the morning. Yeah, 6:30 in the morning.
And you had to leave here by 3.
No, I just spent the night in Glenwood. I'm not stupid.
Oh, okay.
And then you know what else you did while you're there? Oh, my God. I thought about you so much.
Oh, buddy.
How cute.
You know what's in the Glenwood Cemetery?
What?
I bet you do.
What?
You've seen the end of the movie Tombstone? Where does he go visit?
Oh, that's right.
He's in the Glenwood Sanatorium.
That's right.
Doc Holliday's buried up there.
He is buried there.
It's almost as long a hike to get to his grave. I'll show you the pictures of it.
Can you carry me?
Yes, I can.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve.
I've got a story that's basically, if your girlfriend gets busted for being drunk and you've been drinking with her,
yep.
Maybe don't go get her.
Oh, whatever.
Okay. Another one of these idiots.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
My story is, Slack, you know when you open up a bag of chips, sometimes you find like a mutant chip or something else in there really weird?
The mutant DNA chip.
Yep. You're not going to believe what this guy found in his brand new bag of potato chips.
Slacker and Steve, stories of stupendous stupidity.
Dr. David Boyce, a physics teacher in England. I know, not Florida.
Dang it.
He recently opened a bag of kettle chips and was shocked to find what he found inside.
What did he find?
Not a single chip. He found just one big old honking potato.
Shut up!
It's like
one total.
Yep.
Oh, it's a DIY bag. What you need here with this here bag is a knife and a fryer.
Was it at least fried?
It says the odd-looking potato, which appeared to be battered and fried, left Boyce feeling sad and confused. He said, "My mind went blank. I didn't know what the... Is this a potato just sitting in this bag?"
What a rip!
Right? He still has the potato, hasn't decided what to do with it yet, but kettle chips. It's your...
Wouldn't you feel that in the bag when you picked up the bag?
Thank you. The big honking
this feels kind of dense for kettle chips. I got a dude out of Michigan. No Florida at all today. A 25-year-old woman and her 26-year-old boyfriend had a bunch of drinks at a bar.
Uh-oh.
They were asked to leave. The woman said no, picked up a can of Red Bull, and threw it at the security guard.
Dang.
You know what that makes him do?
What's
call the police.
Oh, okay, yes.
What's... She bit another security guard before the police got there.
Jeez.
They arrested her. The guy was like, "I'm not having that." So he got in a car
and drove
to the police station.
No.
Unfortunately, on the way, he hit something, got himself a flat tire, so the car was all honked up by the time he got there. Police watched him pull up and pulled him out. Roadsided him. He got to go in and sit with his girlfriend.
Yeah, well, that's love.
She's drunk. You're drunk. Call Dog the Bounty Hunter. Call somebody else to get her out of jail. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.